Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Steve Fox.
Take it back. Do 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 do. Take it back. Yeah, 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 yeah. Take it back.
Hi, this is Steve Fox hanging out with you on the street corner, and we're taking you back to 1958, when cars were big with lots of chrome and huge fins like the Plymouth Fury, Buick Riviera, Dodge Royal Lancer, and the DeSoto Fireflight. 1958, a men's leather jacket was around $14. A woman's pure silk print dress was just under $20. 1958, you could buy a black and white TV for as low as $99, or a colored TV for $495. 1958, West Side Story was playing on Broadway, and this was playing on the radio.
Everybody's somebody's fool.
love you so much, my darling. And if by chance someday we should happen to part, it would be, oh my darling, like a thorn through my aching heart. It's beautiful to watch love begin, but oh, how sad when it ends. As you go through life, remember this rule:
everybody's somebody's fool.
The Heartbeats, Everybody's Somebody's Fool, released on Rama Records in May 1957 and making it to Billboard's pop charts in July at number 78. And we heard the Genies on Shad Records' Who's That Knockin'? I'm Steve Fox, and we've got an hour together with group harmony from the early days of rock and roll and rhythm and blues, like this one from 1962 on Beltone Records from Brooklyn's Jive 5.
Begging you, begging you, begging you.
Come on, kiss and make.
The Crowns, also known as the Five Crowns on R&B Records, Kiss and Makeup from 1958. A year later, they'd become the second generation of the Drifters. Steve Fox on the Street Corner. Hey, we've got a group that was inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2005. This is one of their 45s released in November 1956 on Josie Records. Here are the Cadillacs.
Corner.
Going back in time on the time machine.
Please wear my ring around your finger. Know that I
The Creators' Wear My Ring on Detroit's High Q Records from 1961 and featured on the Fortune Records Treasure Chest of Musty Dusty's LP. You're hanging out on the Street Corner. I'm Steve Fox, and we've got a group out of Paterson, New Jersey, who had this 45 in 1963 on Dunes Records. Here is Joey and the Lexingtons.
Ooh, there's a girl.
Zoom-a-lam, zoom-a-lam, zoom-bop-bop. Well, zoom-a-lam, zoom-a-lam, zoom-bop-bop.
Is the Street Corner.
From Los Angeles, The Shields, You Cheated on Tender and Dot Records. The Slades did the original, but The Shields had the hit. It reached number 11 on Billboard's R&B charts in September 1958, and 10 on the pop charts in October. I'm Steve Fox. Hey, tell me what you'd like to hear on the Street Corner. Fox45RPMStreetCorner@gmail.com. That's Fox45RPMStreetCorner@gmail.com. Well, we heard from Tony in Plainfield, New Jersey, and he wants to hear this 1960 45 on Fury Records from Jackie and the Starlights.
Oh, it's all I'm saying, there is no
The sound of Pittsburgh with the Skyliners' Lonely Way, the flip side of It Happened Today on Calico Records from November 1959. In 2002, the Skyliners were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2004, the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame of America. This is The Street Corner, your home for group harmony. I'm Steve Fox. You know, when we think of groups from Connecticut, New Haven comes to mind. Groups like the Five Satins, Nutmegs, Academics, Nikki and the Nobles, and the Scarlets. But if we headed northeast for about 40 miles, we'd wind up in Hartford. That's where a young Gene Pitney was singing lead with the Embers.
Now,
another blast from the past on the Street Corner with Steve Fox.
Well, the beat of my heart.
Ribbit, 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 rib
me free.
That's Jimmy Ellis, Earl Young, Val Walker, Russell Boston, and Charles Hines. And they were the Cordells from Philly with A Beat of My Heart, released on Bargain Records in 1962. They also recorded as The Whirlwinds on Phillips Records in 1963, doing the same song, but it was titled Heartbeat. In 1964, they were The Exceptions. I'm Steve Fox, and we're going to take you back to 1956 with the Cubs.
Explain the real meaning of a true love. And soon, my darling, we'll be united in marriage by the Father up above.
Knowing you'll think of me.
from the streets in Brooklyn, Lenny Coco and the Chimes with their claim to fame, Once in a While. That was on Billboard's pop charts for 18 weeks, reaching the number 11 spot in February 1961. Steve Fox on the Street Corner, and I gotta get this one on for Ed. It's another one from 1961. This is Jane Bauman.
You make
classic from Harlem's charts. Desiree, released on Dandy Robinson's Everlast Records and on the charts in September 1957. Their first big appearance was on Dr. Jive's show at the Apollo, sharing the stage with the Heartbeats, Jesters, and Velours. I'm Steve Fox, hanging out with you here on the Street Corner. Now let's go back to May 1956, when this was the number 10 song in the country on Billboard's R&B charts, The Drifters.
Harmony back to back on the Street Corner with Steve Fox.
You're my Coney Island baby. Means so much to me. You're my pretty little lady. I love you tenderly. You're my lucky star. That's what you are. You're my Coney Island. So precious, so sweet, since the day
The Excellence, Coney Island Baby, on Blast Records in 1962. It won Murray DeKay's Boss Record of the Week on WYNS in New York. They were booked to do American Bandstand in Philadelphia, but the record company refused to pay their traveling expenses. This is 90 miles away, about an hour and a half drive. So they sent another group down to Philly, the Ultimates, and pawned them off as the Excellence. Well, the real Excellence had enough of the music business after that and never recorded again. Steve Fox on the Street Corner. We got a group out of Berkeley, California, who recorded this 45 for Music City Records in 1960. Here are the Crescendos.
If I ask the one I love, the one I'm thinking of, to stay by my side always, he will
answer my prayer when I need his
help. Yes, he'll love me for the rest of my life.
This is the Street Corner Flashback.
Oh, I love her so. I know.
The Teen Chords. I'm So Happy on Fury Records from 1957. I'm Steve Fox on the Street Corner, and we've got a 1958 unreleased track from the Esquires.
With Steve Fox.
One of the prettiest tunes we ever recorded, if not the most popular, ladies and gentlemen. And every group on the East Coast, West Coast, North Coast did a cover on this tune. We're very proud to say we are the very first group that did it. That's right, number one. The birds did it, the bees, the trees, the fleas, the bees, they all recorded it. But again, we're very proud to say we are the number one guys. They did it. And we'd like to do it for you right now, ladies and gentlemen. Gloria. Gloria. It's not Marie. It's Gloria. It's not Cherie. She's not in love with me.
With me.
Can't you see? It's not Marie. It's Gloria. It's not Cherie. Gloria, she's not in love with me. Well, maybe,
maybe
love me,
love me.
But who am I to know? Not in love with
boom, 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 boom.
Ooh, glory.
How about that? The Cadillacs on stage at a UGHA concert. And that's it for this time around on the Street Corner. I'm Steve Fox. You can hear archive shows on my website anytime you want, fox45rpm.com. And if you've got a request, let me know, fox45rpmstreetcorner@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll be waiting for you right here on the Street Corner.